How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Simon Constable, reporting from Barron's and Forbes and Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications from Scotland, has, in the August of 2021, transported himself to the south of France because all of Britain wants to be or is in the south of France. Despite the virus, despite the shocking headlines from Kabul, the light, the weather, the French people, the food, the ambiance, the flowers, everything says Britain goes to France. I begin, however, with the news that is mixed with everybody's holiday season. All of Paris, all of London, all of Berlin is empty because they're on vacation reading these reports. This is Agence France-Presse in these last hours. France on Wednesday said it evacuated almost 200 Afghan nationals from Kabul overnight as the international community steps up airlifts despite the chaos and frantic scenes on the road to the Hamid Karzai International Airport as Afghans desperately attempt to flee the country 3 days after Kabul fell to Taliban control. Simon, a very good day to you in France. The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, running for election, again, has commented that the crisis in Kabul requires the French to participate in the evacuation, to offer refuge to those who have worked with France in the past over these many years. And at the same time, Mr. Macron wants a uniform response from the European Union towards what is anticipated to be a refugee crisis. You are witnessing this in the south of France. I'm guessing that the news is dominated by Kabul. Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, Don, and greetings from the south of France. Occitane is where I am, and it is beautiful here. And yes, you are right. If you walk around any newsagents or supermarket, you see front pages. It's Kabul all the time, everywhere, on every front page, and it's obvious, and it's clearly got everyone's attention here. It is a major, major event.
The French reports right now are that the French ambassador is still in Kabul at the airport, and also not at the airport, at the embassy, because the French embassy remains open and has become a collection point for people seeking a way out. We can't solve this. This is fog of war. So we're going to turn to the reporting outside of Kabul, especially in Great Britain and in France, but also the markets, because while this is going on, we're in the midst of the Delta variant and what has come to be understood as the Delta pause. Simon, let us begin with Scotland, where you were recently, because the weather changed every 20 minutes in Scotland. I'm sure you can recall that.
I can recall that.
Freedom, yes, the weather never changes in the south of France in August. It's always perfect. All right. Simon in Paradise, reflecting upon planet Earth from Edinburgh's point of view, the Scottish government, led by Nicola Sturgeon, declared Freedom Day some days past. I believe it was the 9th of August, a week plus past now. And yet there is this hesitation about what the road is ahead. Is there clarity now for the people of Scotland, for recovery, for going back to school, for returning to the office? What can you tell us, Simon?
Well, this is the really strange news, is that just days after Freedom Day, the Scottish Nationalist Party, which is run by Nicola Sturgeon, wants the So supposedly temporary rules and laws that were given to the Scottish Parliament to be made permanent. So those were things like the ability for the government to shut all schools and to shut businesses down and to let prisoners out of prison early. All of those things and the things like, you know, saying to people, you've got to wear a mask or you don't have to wear a mask. They want that permanent. And that really flies in the face of freedom. In fact, it's the opposite of freedom. It's basically the government is going to dictate what you do. We have a long tradition in the United Kingdom of you can do anything you want unless the government says you can't. And under COVID, you could do nothing unless the government said you could. And they want to make that permanent. And that's a big turnaround. And that's not freedom at all. That really is the opposite of it. And you know, I think maybe we can say it's kind of, you know, shades of the Taliban in the heather. And as you know, Scotland has lots of heather. That seems to be what it's like. I'm not saying it's exactly like that, but it's that direction.
Is the public sympathetic to the alarm that the Scottish National Government is expressing? I the reason I ask that is in London, there's a mixed picture, but certainly all of the prejudice is for staying open and opening the more, despite the variant, despite the imminent return to school. Does the Scottish public support Nicola Sturgeon?
Well, at the last election, the Scottish government supported Nicola Sturgeon and the Scottish Nationalist Party, and they did so really quite resoundingly. It wasn't as big as the previous election, but it was still a pretty big swing in their direction. I would say that this will really kind of upset a lot of people who wanted freedom, who want to be able to get out and live their lives again. I really don't think this will sit well with the general public in Scotland. It certainly isn't going to sit well with the English if the government in Whitehall and Westminster wants to get the same permanent powers. I think that will say very unfavorably. But yes, I think it will be seen that this will be a popularity blow to Nicola Sturgeon in particular and the Scottish Nationalist Party in general.
Let's go to the south of France, Simon, just a moment now. In your visit, you're at Lautrec, which is not far from Toulouse. I observe that the sunlight is different, Simon. We can joke about the south of France, but what's your impression? And where are you exactly? What is the building you're in?
I'm in a place called Château de Bramatorte. I mean, it's a chateau that appears to be about 800 years old. It dates back definitely well beyond the Protestant-Catholic wars of the 1500s and times when, you know, the crowns of various parts of Europe were wanting to battle for more control or at least stop getting less control. It's an absolutely beautiful building. It's supposed to be haunted. I've not yet met a ghost, and I hope not to, but it is stunningly beautiful, big stone, thick stone walls, airy rooms, large rooms, and fantastic sunlight. I mean, it's actually bright most of the time, and outside there are sunflowers everywhere. I mean, it's the height of the year of the sunflower growing season now, and it's just patches of yellow just blasting out of the fields in a way that is just truly tremendous. It's absolutely amazing. It's also where Toulouse-Lautrec, so it was called Henri Toulouse of Toulouse and Lautrec, and he was the artist who painted the Can-Can Girls, which is very, very famous around the world, and he came from here. And you can see the inspiration around this building would be enough for anyone with an artistic temperament to sort of want to get out and paint and draw and do all those sorts of things.
In other words, you've wandered into paradise. I understand that, man. And also the French people, how is it for them? Are they buffered from the virus, Simon, in your measure? Is this area exempt in any fashion, given all the tourism?
No, this area is not exempt in any way. It is actually ground zero for France for the Delta variant. It's really quite bad in this area. So I just went to a supermarket to get some food. I wanted to get in and out as fast as was humanly possible, while at the same time being polite and negotiating the language. But that was achieved, and I don't think I caught anything, although time will tell on that. But the French seemed pretty happy, and great food, and I had some lunch, and there were people sitting outside having a lunch, having a coffee, some having a glass of wine. They seemed like a happy group of people, and who can blame them? If you got good food and good weather, and you got a roof over your head, what's not to love?
What about shortages, Simon? I report that my colleague, Joseph Sternberg of the Journal in London, now and again finds shortages in his grocery store. And for weeks now, he's darted in there at random times because there's no milk. Most recently, there was milk, although people were buying it quickly. But there was a diminution of offerings in the shelves, a sense that things were not evenly distributed. Do you see anything like that can you tell anything like that in the grocery stores?
Well, I have a disadvantage in that I've only been to the supermarket once. So if I'd been more than once, I would be able to see any changes. However, I will tell you this, the shelves looked stocked to the gunnels, you know, filled. There was no spare space on the shelves in the supermarket in any way. It did not look like they had a shortage of anything at all. So there was, you know, loads of coffee, loads of fresh produce, loads of meat, loads of milk. I mean, there was nothing missing. And that's actually quite a sharp contrast with what I was seeing in Scotland, where when you went into a supermarket, you would look for, maybe you're looking for avocados or something, and there'd be three left. And I don't mean three types. I mean, actually three avocados. Here, it's cup runneth over. So it seems to be, they seem to be doing quite well here.
We're turning to the markets next, which is Simon's day job, although he's on holiday in the south of France. Doesn't that sound wonderful, Simon? Despite the virus, despite the worldwide slowdown, despite the Kabul tragedy, to be on holiday in the south of France is every Briton's sense of having survived the worst of it and ready for the next phase. When we come back, there's a worldwide drought. What does that mean for prices at the grocery store? What does that mean for inflation in general as the Federal Reserve prepares to debate taper? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No